So this episode has been on my mind for the past week or so, and I have just been procrastinating for the absolute longest, saying I'm gonna make the episode when I get home. I'm gonna make it when I get home. I'm gonna make it before I go to sleep. I'm gonna make it before I do anything else. And guess what? I kept on procrastinating. And then last night I was like, Dexter, don't even say you're gonna do it. Just do it. And that's what I'm doing right now. So the episode I'm talking about is going to be very, very special to me in a way. Valentine's Day 2024. Valentine's Day 2024 is going to be probably my most anticipated holiday that I am currently preparing for. And what makes it so special is, for once in my life, I was about to put an adjective in there that was about to be really depressing, but it describes my life. For once in my For once in my life, I think I actually have found somebody that I actually... No, let me say it like this. For once in my life, I actually have somebody to be motivated to do something above and beyond for on Valentine's Day. For those that don't know me, for the longest, ever since I was born to till 2023, I have just been doing Valentine's Day with just myself, and not really doing extravagant things for myself. The best thing I would do for Valentine's Day is just put on the suit, or just take myself out somewhere, or bare minimum, just hang out with myself for the whole day. Actually, scratch that. From the moment I was born up until 2019, I'm going to say, back when I was in college, I strictly just wore a suit, went to class, called it a day. If there was something happening in the cafeteria at Benedict that day, I would go to that in suit, then go back to my room, change for marching band practice, and then not do anything else for the rest of the month, because That was me back then. In 2023, I do not remember 22 or 21, but I remember in 23 when me and a ex best friend of mine were still in Georgia. She's no longer in Georgia, so that's why she's called an ex. I don't even think I did anything with her back then, so it was always just me. You know, just doing something for me. But this year, this February, this Valentine's Day, upcoming Valentine's Day, for once in my life, I can confidently say that there is somebody who actually motivates me on an emotional level to do something above and beyond for them. Now, I've already told her mom what my plans are, and that's what I'm gonna go for, and that's what I'm gonna go with. I've already told her mom what my plans are, and I'm actually 90% almost done. And whatever I don't complete on the week of Valentine's Day, I will just do the week afterwards. So it's no big deal. It's a surprise. She don't know about it, and I like to keep it a surprise. I really, really, really would like to go into details, but at the same time, I really don't. But at the same time, she's anonymous, so I can kind of say, no, I'm not. I ain't gonna do that. So yeah, this Valentine's Day is actually different than the ones I've had in the past, and it makes me smile because for once in my pathetic life, I actually have a purpose to actually celebrate Valentine's Day. Even though the love may be one way, or maybe a two-way, even though the love may be one way, it still shows the length I'm willing to do for this particular woman that I consider my best friend, my boo, my babe, and, well, my everything. She'll never know the lengths I will go for her, but I like to surprise her. And I have learned that about myself too during this whole escapade. So I'm in this episode right here. I'm just in it right here. I don't really know what else to say.